Now listen.
Glory to God.
Listen. I saw something Sunday. I didn't say anything. Pastor Hatch looked at me and I looked at him. I saw it. And I heard it's back. We used to come in First Church, even at Vardaman. That's over there. At the drop of the hat, we hit the floor. And now, after tonight, that's what we're going to do. We got plenty running room. Amen. It's something about praise. And I hadn't tapped into the fullness of it, but I've tapped it. And I have tapped into it. It's something about praise that'll move God when nothing else won't. Something about praise, a get from God, you know what I mean, get, he had provided, it'll cause it to manifest. I gotta say something, so y'all hang with me now. Hallelujah. It's something about praise that will get God to move in a way that no other way he'll move. But and we have tapped into it. Now if you just sit there and look and do what you've been doing in the past, it won't happen. But if you'll just break loose, I believe, this is what I believe. I believe the power of God. I hit this place. What I mean by hit it is going to manifest. And people are going to start getting healed just like that. I want y'all to listen to me. Healing gonna start manifest. We're gonna begin to see visions. I believe that we're gonna tap into it. We're gonna learn the secret. We're gonna begin to praise God. People gonna start running. You'll see them bringing us money. You'll see people coming from different directions. People we never heard of. People that don't. The Holy Ghost gonna supernaturally direct this. I'm telling you, money gonna come from places. And it's going to come out of places and come into your life, you better get yourself in order. And you're going to learn to praise God and not the money. I got to say it. Help me say it, Lord. Help me to say it. When you get a revelation that God is the wealth giver, wealth maker, wealth provider. You don't serve the wealth. You serve, you worship the one that created the wealth. Did you hear what I said? We've been running after the wealth when we need to run after the one that made the wealth. And that's where Satan got in and brought forth his mammon system. He made mammon more attracted to you than the God that made the wealth. God that made the health. God that gave life. Whew. I don't think I'm going to do it tonight, but I got a testimony. So I don't sense I need to keep you tonight. My wife know me. Children that we raised, they know me. I won't complain. I won't do it. Never have. I used to way back. But when you go through hell, Hallelujah. And you won't change, you won't quit, you won't back down, you won't stop. We're about to have a move of God like we have never witnessed before. You're talking about people coming back. You haven't seen people coming yet. And what we got here, it looked like it's such a gigantic, just a little top. And we have trouble managing people. But God going to give us the wisdom how to manage the crowd. Because there's going to be so many healing and miracles and deliverance. People have been set free of. See, when you're bound with something, I'll talk about it later. I'm just going to have a little bit to talk about it. When you are bound by something all your life and you found a taste of freedom and you didn't know it was there, but you found it and you found it, taste it, that junk Satan been doing, they're going to leave it like. Whew. That's why you can't give up now. We just begun. We have just begun. There's an anointing. Hallelujah. There's an anointing. It's come on you tonight. You may not even recognize it. Some of you sitting here, you ain't recognize. But it's gonna manifest. It's gonna turn you into another person. What you value and treasure and deemed so important, going to be just like, You can't get your hands. God, I can't get my hands up enough. God, I can't praise you. Sometimes that anointing to come on me in the house. I can't get my hand high enough. I can't keep them up long enough. And then you want to say, why is this? I trust you, Lord. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to tell you. I trust you. I don't understand everything, Lord, but I trust you. And I will not stop. I told him, Lord, no, I will not quit. I don't care what happened. I don't care who laughs at me. I don't care what I look like. I will not quit. It's time to go get the harvest. I said, it's time. 40 souls just drop in the bucket, just getting us started. 40, 39, whatever left. Thank you, Jesus. I took up enough time. I didn't mean to do that. But something about praise. We're going to learn that. Hallelujah. I said, there's something about praise that'll get God to move. You know, the scripture, it does says, God inhabit the praises of Israel or the praises of his people. It's something about praise. If you start praising God, he'll come take a seat right in the midst of your praise. He inhabit praise. Be glorified. Be magnified. Be exalted, our God. I praise you. Why? Because you're the great God. You're the high God. No one else can compare to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Ursha. Come on, come on. Woo. Yeah. Whew. It's back. Woo. What you mean back? We're gonna get stuck out here. Some of you are gonna leave, you can't leave. I won't have a thing in the world to do with it. Hallelujah. Some of them stuck at the house, it's gonna hit them in the house. You just watch it now. And they're gonna testify. I was sitting up at the house, I was doing this, and all of a sudden, boy, I gotta come. How many remember that while they're receiving that, the offering, that you, how many remember that the power of God was moving, and Robert, and y'all remember Robert Brownlee? He was over at, with the Cow Chapel. No, no, no. Where is that church over at? No, it wasn't New Zion. I think it was, I get it. Yeah, down below Horn Lennon. Papa, no, not Papa Spring, the one. Huh? Callahan, that's what I'm trying to say. And we were having revival, the Holy Ghost was moving. He had to leave Callahan. He came over there and had to come give his confession or testimony of what God had done. We ain't seen nothing yet. We don't have some young people that's been out there. God gonna so miraculous deliver them. And you talking about soul winning? Phew! Y'all thought the ground was shaking when they moved, when we marched uptown. What's he gonna do when people get to shaking? People coming from everywhere. Cancer falling off. What are you gonna do? Phew. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and stand up. I'm way over. That's all right. We're going to have some days. You're not getting rain on this.